Tenali, Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Water Snake by Peter W. Grobelaar. Once long ago, there was a young man who had heard stories about a water snake and her precious stone.
I must have that stone,
the young man said to himself. Every day he hid near the spring and waited until the water snake went past. Every day, water snake would slither past with the stone on her head. The young man looked at them through half-closed eyes because the stone shone like the sun. Wow. It was so bright, it blinded anyone who looked straight at it. The young man waited and watched day after day until one day he followed the water snake to a clump of reeds near a river where she hid the stone. The next day, the young man covered himself with grass and bushes, hoping that the water snake would not see him. He followed the snake and watched as she hid the stone. When she went off to the river to drink, the man crept nearer. He threw a blanket over the glittering stone and crept away with it. When he was sure that he was out of danger, he buried it under a rock. That was when a strange thing started to happen to him. Before, people had treated him just as an ordinary man. But now, everyone wanted to be his friend. They brought him gifts. The young man was very happy.
La, 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 la.
But when the wind blew from the river, he could hear the water snake crying. Every day, he went down to the river to check on the snake. He saw that her skin was no longer shiny and her eyes were dull. He saw how sad she was.
Oh, no.
The water snake wanted her stone back. But she knew that she would need help to do this. As she slithered through the bushes, the first animal she came across was crocodile.
Do you know who stole my stone?
She asked the crocodile.
Oh, I did see something move in the reeds. Maybe it was that stole your stone.
The next day, when Jackal came to drink at the river, Water Snake stopped him and asked,
did you see someone steal my stone from the reeds?
No, I didn't, but I did see some tracks leading over the hill. The tracks looked like they belonged to a two-legged animal. Maybe that animal stole your stone.
A few days later, Water Snake saw her feeding beside the river.
Do you know who stole my stone?
Jackal says it might have been an animal that walks on two legs.
Yes, I do,
said Jackal, and Hare said,
I saw someone running like the wind. He had a blanket in his hands.
Then Water Snake knew that it was a human who had stolen his stone. She became so angry that she drank all the water in the river. Then she slid through the felt towards the village where the humans lived. As she moved, the river water rumbled inside her body like thunder. In the meantime, the young man had heard how Water Snake had been questioning the animals. So he returned his stone to the clump of reeds where he had found it. Water Snake kept questioning the other animals about where her stone was. The young man knew that eventually he would have to show her where he had put it. One night, The snake returned to the village. She slithered between the houses.
Run!
Shouted the young man's friends when they saw Water Snake's head appearing out of the darkness with lightning flashing in her eyes.
No, I need to help the Water Snake.
I'm looking for my stone,
hissed Water Snake.
One of you took it.
But who told you that?
Asked the young man.
Crocodile saw something moving in the reeds. Jackal saw his tracks, and Hare saw him running with a blanket in his hands.
But Crocodile cannot be trusted, and Jackal never tells the truth, and Hare does not know how to deliver a message,
said the young man. Water Snake knew that the young man spoke the truth. Her head sank down to the ground and she sighed. Then she started to cry. Her cries and sighs were so loud and so long, they became a stormy wind. Her tears were so big and heavy that they made the earth shake as they landed on it.
But please don't cry, Water Snake. Wait, no, don't cry. Come with me. Let's go back to the river. And perhaps you did not look properly. I'm sure we will find your stone if we look carefully.
Together, they went back to the reeds. The young man pulled out the stone from where he had hidden it. He was careful not to look at it as he gave it back to the snake. The people of the village heard something that sounded like water running in a river, but they realized that it was Water Snake laughing. When the young men returned from the reeds, they all shouted,
"This man is wise!
He's wise!
He was the one who showed Water Snake where her stone was."
That's correct.
Now she is not angry. Her heart was broken. But he made her laugh again.
And they danced through the night. The young man was given many gifts, and he became rich and happy. The river flowed again, and every day the sun flashed on Water Snake as she swam in the river with the white shiny stone on her head.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.